extremely telling and challenging, but I have an announcement to make, and that is that afternoon tea is closer than it's ever been before. My name is Gary Coleman, and amongst other things, I'm a member of the board of Christian Enterprises, and my honour to be part of that organisation. And on behalf of Stan Werry, the founder of Christian Enterprises, and the board, we want to bring our congratulations to David and Maxine today, and for the work that you've done and the lives you've impacted, and will continue to do so. In 1961, Christian Enterprises was formed with the idea of providing the facilities and buildings and materials for Christian missionary work and Bible colleges across Australia and across the world, and since then has given away in grants and donations multiple millions of dollars for the spread of the gospel and for equipment being used for that. In the early 1990s, the then board of Christian Enterprises decided to take a major investment in the training of people for the spread of the gospel in a Bible college in Australia, and chose SMBC as being the most significant Bible college in the country. And since that time, and from things you will see from the library, from buildings along Badminton Road, from the new student accommodation, and this building here, it's our privilege to invest funds for that to be used for the glory of God's gospel. And it's a great honour to be a part of that. I say to myself, I wouldn't do this today, but that's holy water. And it's an honour to be part of what we see today, of what God has done from the founding of this college, and the multiple thousands of people who have come through it, and those who in the future will make a stand for the gospel in Australia. It is also my privilege to be a motor racing chaplain in Australia for the last 24 years, and to recognise in this country it is extremely difficult to get people to want to listen to the gospel. And the gospel must be modelled in people who care. And this college produces people who care. Christian Enterprises is committed to continue to provide the funds that have been originally provided through a building company, and now through wise investments as the board meets in each quarter to do so, to continue to support this school and this college to the glory of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Dykes. It's a momentous day today, isn't it? To have the opportunity to celebrate 25 years of David and Maxine's leadership of the college and to open this facility on the same day makes it a great day. Many of you will not have had the opportunity to walk onto this property when we first saw it, when the vandals had done their best and the weeds had taken over. So today, as you see, it is totally unrecognisable from what it was. Let me give you two opportunities and two challenges in the 3 minutes that I have. Opportunity number one, the opportunity to place trained gospel workers around the world today has never been greater than it is now. And so the opportunity to do that is a marvellous one. As the world population expands, the need for gospel workers expands, and the people outside the reach of the gospel also expands, whether that be in a missionary context or in a church planting context. As one door opens, one door closes, two seem to open. Opportunity number two. This facility provides SMBC with the opportunity to virtually double the intake of students that we currently have, from something like in the 230s to 400. Now, never before, certainly in my lifetime, has that been true to say that at one point of time, but it is true today. And the result of achieving that goal will be that we'll be able to graduate double the number of students that will probably graduate this year out into the gospel ministry around the world. Now, if that doesn't excite you, you need to take a moment to check your pulse, because you may no longer be with us. That's exciting. Challenge number one. It's fundamentally important, as you've already heard today, that this college continue to do what it has done for nearly 100 years now in maintaining its position on the Bible. Full and complete authority in all things, and the revealed word of God. Complacency on that issue could be fatal for this college. And so we need to pray earnestly that God will keep the college leadership, its faculty and its staff committed to that position. As a college supporter, you have no greater task than that one. Challenge number two. We need to pay for the seats that you're sitting in. The facilities, of course, that you see today are not the college, are they? The college is the people, the faculty, the leadership, the staff. But what you see and what you're sitting in today are the tools we need to get the job done. We could sit out in the rain, of course, but attracting students might be a problem. We have obligations of about $2.1 million to complete the payment for the refit of this facility that you're in today. And we're seeking your prayerful and generous support to that end. God has been very good and gracious over the years in supplying people who've supported the college in prayer and financially, and we're grateful to him and thankful to you for that partnership. If God has made it possible for you to partner with us in the repayment of those loans, then we earnestly seek your support in doing it. And we seek your partnership in that regard. You received a slip as you came in today. We'd be happy to receive them today. Outside in the foyer, there'll be an opportunity for you to do that. And we earnestly and sincerely commit that opportunity to you to partner with us in the spread of the gospel through this college. Thank you.
We're nearly there. It's a privilege today to be asked to open the new campus. I feel there are many others who should be doing this, but I do so on behalf of the Board of Directors of the College. I appreciate and respect every member of our board. I do thank them for the time they give and for the support that they give. They're a special group. Thank you to you all. But briefly before I do that, I've said this before. About 5 to 7 years ago, I think it became clear to us that we had to do something about accommodation on the main campus. We have approval from the Land and Environment Court to accommodate 200 people at any one time on that campus. That excludes special occasions. I think we're allowed about 6 special occasions throughout the year. But there is a limit as to the number of people we can have on that campus. And became clear to us that we had to do something for the future as we saw the college growing. The board of the college has a policy that we don't want a waiting list. If people are offering to be trained, we should provide the facilities for them to be trained. The message is urgent. That is the college's view and policy. So we prayed much about it. And it became clear to us that in the not too distant future, we needed to do something quite urgently. And as we prayed, God provided. And money became available in some significant gifts, and many people rallied and supported. And so we took that as a sign that God wanted us to take the step forward. Over a period of about 3 years, we looked at about 30 different possibilities as to where we could have another campus. We looked at different models for campuses. We looked at provincial campuses that you'll see in a number of cities around the world. We looked at an associated campus. We looked at an adjunct campus. They're all names that are used in the industry. We looked at properties ranging from the inner city of Sydney right down to Campbelltown. But there are about 30 different properties that we looked at. We looked at this particular property, but it wasn't available. It had just been sold to another group. But after about 18 months, we came back to this property. And we didn't know who owned it, but we prayed that God would show us a way forward. We felt that this property ticked all the boxes that we looked at. We looked at all different models as to what was the best way to support the needs of the college in terms of accommodation, lecturing spaces, distance from the college and so on. This is the one that ticked all the boxes. And we went through an agent, we eventually found out who the owners were, and without going through all the details, it turned out that the owners who had bought the property and had just been given development approval for units and townhouses were in a situation where they really couldn't afford to proceed. So we went forward and God made the money available through his faithful people. And I can remember the day of settlement. And I think the banks were lined up with their hands out for money that they were owed and so on. But the property then became available to the college as a new campus. John has just mentioned, the bones were good, but everything else was pretty well shot. And today, what you see is really stage one. We've been able to upgrade, adapt, and extend the existing school buildings. It used to be a school for the deaf. It had remained vacant for over 12 years. It had become a home for pigeons. And I think those pigeons still think it's their home. It's getting a while to rub that in. But God did make it available. And again, as it has been through the life of the college, as we've had a need, God has provided. This is not a college that has huge bank accounts. That's not what we're on about. We have to get on with the job God has given us to do. But each time there has been a need throughout the history of the college, God has been faithful and met that need in ways that we have never expected. We never expected this today. So we give God the thanks for it all. I want to thank many people. I won't thank them all individually by name, but there have been many who have made this possible today, who have given, who faithfully prayed, and who have worked hard. I want to thank again Christian Enterprise. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Stan, and the others on the board. It has been great to work with you, from the weekly building to the student housing and now to this, for your great support. It has been a wonderful experience, and we thank you again for your godly direction, your vision, and for the way that you have helped us meet our needs over those years. It's great to work with you. We know that your heart is in this work, and we have a responsibility to be faithful to God's calling and to make sure that we continue in that focused manner. There have been many people who have worked on this job. The college, in this instance, has been both builder and project manager. They've taken on that role, different to the student housing. And I want to thank again David Luxford tonight for the work that he has put into this as project manager. He's worked hard and he has coordinated a team of many people, and many of those are here tonight. Thank you guys for all the work that you have done. You've worked hard and we appreciate your efforts. Thank you too for those in the college. Graham, thank you, our general manager, and for your team in admin who have helped to support us, to sustain us, to keep the records in place and so on, and to keep the need before us. There have been many people in terms of volunteers, tradesmen and so on, who have donated time, have been generous with their time and their money, who could have been on other projects and so on. We thank you all for your contribution and to making today possible with this opening. So again, as I've said before, it's with thankfulness to God today that we celebrate this opening, and it's with thankfulness to God that I declare this building and this campus open. And I'll do that little duty over here with this little stand. Can you hear me on this? Yes. There are two plaques here. The first one says Robert Dale Campus of the Sydney Missionary and Bible College was officially opened with thanksgiving to God on the 29th of May 2010 for the sake of my holy name. The reference there is Ezekiel 36:22. There is another plaque below that. The Robert Dale Campus is named in recognition of the missionary service and martyrdom of two students of the college, Frederick John Roberts and Stanley Albert Dale. Fred Roberts, 1902 to 1935. Fred Roberts attended the college in 1923 to 1924. One of the group known as the Three Freds, he served with the Unevangelized Fields Mission from 1925 in the Amazon region of Brazil. Fred established a pioneer gospel work amongst the Quiapo Indians, martyred in the service of Christ in 1935. Stan Dale, 1916 to 1968. Stan Dale attended the college in 1938 to 1939 after military service in Papua New Guinea in World War II. Stan returned to West Papua with his family as a pioneer missionary to the Yali people on the Snow Mountains with Regions Beyond Missionary Union, martyred in the service of Christ the 25th of September 1968. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it." Matthew 16:24-35.
We're going to spend some time praying now. There's much to give thanks for in God's provision of this campus. And there's much to give thanks for the last 25 years. David and Maxine, as a former student, I can testify just how much they are loved by the student body, by the staff, and by the board. So thank you for your years of service. Join with me and pray. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, today is a wonderful celebration of your goodness and provision. Thank you for this beautiful campus. The fact that we stand here today is testimony of the way you work all things for your good. You continue to provide for your people far more abundantly than we deserve or could imagine. And for this, we want to give you great thanks. We pray that you would use this campus and the gifted faculty here to equip men and women to correctly handle the word of truth. May the focus always remain on Jesus Christ and his light that shines in darkness. Instill in the students a deep love for your Son, that they may never be ashamed to proclaim Jesus as their Lord and Saviour, because he is the one who has come into this world to bring new life. Please convict our students of the many great needs to labour for your name, both here in Australia, but also especially in other parts of the world where people have no access to hear the good news of salvation that comes in Jesus Christ. We pray for wisdom for David, Graham and Kirk in the day-to-day runnings of this new campus in conjunction with the campus on Badminton Road. As we've heard today, there is still much to do on this campus. We humbly ask that you, our gracious God, would not allow this work to go unfinished, but would raise up the money that is needed in the days to come. Thank you for the good relations that we enjoy here with the neighbours. We pray that this good spirit will continue. May our conduct always be with openness and sensitivity. And Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for the past 25 years of service of both David and Maxine. They have lived out their Christian lives while raising their 5 children under the ever-watchful eyes of the community here at SMBC. Thank you for their godliness and humility. They have taught many what it is to be in a marriage that honours Christ and what it is to have joy in their relationships, not only with their children, with their friends and with everyone at SMBC. They have also modelled what it is to be in a sustained, sacrificial service relationship to you, our Lord. They've modelled this to a generation who is increasingly living in an instant, self-gratifying world. These have been great blessings to all who have known David and Maxine. Thank you for equipping David for the gifts needed to exercise strong leadership in the role of principal. Thank you that you've also given to him a team built around him of the staff and the faculty that have ensured a smooth running and steady growth in years past, and we pray that this would continue in the years to come. We particularly want to thank you for David's ability to open the Bible to his listeners and to faithfully proclaim its truth. Thank you for the way he challenges his listeners to want to know you better and to not grow complacent with sin, but to rely on your mercy and repent. Thank you, Lord, for Maxine's ability to know and care for the student body every year. You have wonderfully gifted her with the ability to encourage, to be honest, and to particularly minister to the women during their time of study. We pray that you would sustain Maxine and David in their ongoing roles with continued enthusiasm and a freshness as they approach many more years of gospel service for the sake of your name. We pray, as David's asked, to maintain in them and indeed all at SMBC a mission focus, a Christ-centeredness and a Bible focus. May these two campuses model church life with the gospel at its centre. There is much to give thanks for today, O Lord. We praise you for all that you have done, and yet we're reminded in the Psalms in 127 that unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labour in vain. And so we ask that you, O Lord, will continue to guide and direct and oversee all the workings of this campus for the sake of your glorious name and to use your servants here according to your good pleasure. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sorry again, we've gone a little longer than we thought, but could I encourage you to join us for afternoon tea? That will be held in the foyer here between the two lecture halls. You'll be able to meet the people in the next lecture hall as well. And it might also be served in the kitchen. You're actually sitting on top of a kitchen and dining room here at the moment, and there's a stair over there, or you can walk outside if the rain's not too heavy. Now, thanks to the students for your music this afternoon. We do appreciate it. Please join us for afternoon tea. Thank you.